In the weekly COVID-19 update today, Alberta's Health Minister Jason Kopping and Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Dina Hinshaw urged Albertans to remain vigilant and avoid risk. Kopping said although much of the data is mixed, there may be indications the sixth wave might be leveling off. Wastewater levels are high in many locations but they mostly remain at the levels we've seen previously, during BA1, he said. There are increases in virus circulations and hospital admissions but they're smaller and moving more slowly than we saw in the initial Omicron wave. For the week of April 12 to 18, there were 6,125 cases of COVID reported province-wide. There are currently 1,126 COVID patients in hospital, up from 1,053 in the previous week, with 43 in intensive care, down from 48. Total cases now sit at 558,483. Total deaths to date are at 4,190, up 49 for the 7-day period. Hinshaw stressed that as many Albertans strive to get back to something resembling normal activities, they may be inadvertently putting those around them at risk. Doing this can have serious consequences for others around you, she said. She also appealed to Albertans to observe quarantine recommendations, regardless of what rapid testing may show. If you feel sick, even if you test negative, please stay home and away from others until you are feeling better, she said. She also reiterated the importance of vaccines. Citing data collected over the last 4 months for those over 5 years old, Hinshaw said those who were not vaccinated were 3 times more likely to be hospitalized with COVID-19 and almost 8 times more likely to be admitted to ICU than those with 3 doses. Kopping said the province will be rolling out a new campaign in the coming weeks to help convince more people to book their 3rd doses.